Nothing But the Truth podcast with Honest John.
Hi, everybody. Honest John here. Now, full disclosure, I'm an atheist. But I grew up a Catholic, went to Catholic school, even studied to be a priest for a year. So I grew up believing that it was a sin to eat meat on Friday. At the time, it never occurred to me to ask why. Why is food that is okay Saturday through Thursday sinful on Friday? But the Catholic Church is not the only religion that has weird restrictions. Some religions, for example, forbid eating pork. Many religions require you to fast at certain times. Some religions have dress codes. For example, we all know about some branches of Islam requiring women to wear veils and burqas. Some Islamic sects require men to grow beards. There are religions that are against music and art. And what all of these things have in common is that they have nothing to do with being a good person. What I eat or how I dress or whether or not I grow a beard does no harm to anybody or any good either. The obvious question is, why would an all-powerful and omniscient God care about such things? And the obvious answer is, he wouldn't. So what's the point of these things? Why do religions attach this big, bizarre moral weight to things that are in and of themselves morally neutral? The answer is obvious and also disturbing. It's all about control. And not just control over your behavior, but control of your thinking too. If I can get you to accept these things without question, then I become the one who decides what is moral or not, because you have surrendered that power to me. In short, the more devout you are, the more devoted to your religion, the less likely it is that you have a moral compass based on principles and independent thought about what is right and wrong. This is how you get things like religious wars, the Inquisition, persecution of other religions, witch hunts, scapegoating, murder, and other horrific and obscene actions all performed in the name of God. It is also why the religious right almost unanimously supported Trump. This is a profoundly evil man, a sociopath, a traitor, a criminal, con man, serial sexual predator, an accused rapist and pedophile. Obviously, his supporters have no personal sense of morality. We saw what they were capable of on January 6th. A lot of religious people claim that they are the guardians of morality, that there can be no morality without religion. The truth is exactly the opposite. Religion is the biggest obstacle to personal morality. Thanks for listening.